Hi, everyone. You're listening to BBS Radio with Ask Adina, and the name of our show is Growing Up Indigo. Now, this isn't going to be a show all about being an indigo, and it wasn't something that I sat down and planned out. It actually just came to me when I was thinking, mostly because I'm on Thursday and not Monday, and I knew it was just going to be called Growing Up Indigo. So if you were like me at all, a little bit, then you knew that you were different. You knew it from the time you were young. And if you were really like me, you also knew that your family might have been a little dysfunctional. So you weren't really getting the, that's wonderful, sweetheart. Put another angel on that picture. That was not what was happening. So it was hard enough to survive and just deal with what you had to deal with. And so the abilities that you had were really not being brought out. It was kind of as if you had to put them back, but you were the one who felt what everyone felt. Not only that, but I always found myself like the sacrificial lamb of the family, or I really was the black sheep of the family. I was always the one who, I would say it, if people were thinking and feeling it, I would say it. And then I would get like absolutely killed for saying it. But that's the type of people empaths can be. And it's not that we're always compassionate, although we are. And it's not that we are people pleasers. It's more that we are people feelers. So if we're talking to someone and we're saying, what's going on with you? And they're saying, nothing, nothing, nothing. And you know that's not true. You know that's not true. But they're just not giving an inch. And you finally turn around and say, look, I know you're mad because A, B, C, D. And so that's the kind of people we are. Now, I know everyone pretty much knows about all the clairs. And if it's claircognizant, sentient, voyant, or clairaudient. But I want to go over them again, and there's a lot that I want to go over. But anyway, I have to just stop myself because I couldn't wait to get back on the radio. I have so much to tell you about the things that were going on when I was on break. It was like stunning to me. I am so stubborn, and like I must really be bad because the universe can't just give me these little lessons. I had to have 4 or 5 major, like real almost disasters before I actually like picked my head up and noticed. So I can't wait to tell you that. And there were readings that I did that were unbelievable. So there's so much to talk about, but I do want to continue about this. So the indigos. I always thought that I couldn't be an indigo because I thought they started coming in at around 1989. And I was born way before that. But then I read something and they said that indigos really did start. They're putting it all the way back to something like 1960, which was around the time I was born. But everything I read about indigos is clearly, clearly me. And now we have crystal children and star children. And there's nothing about those children that I find in myself at all. I'm also, if you've gone to the internet, and I love this because this is also completely true. there are people who are called highly sensitive people. So it's HSP. And they have a list of questions to ask yourself if you are one. And these, I guess, are for people who are not saying, I'm an empath or I am anything like that. They're just simply saying that they are sensitives. And so I just want to read you this list, and I want to talk about it for a minute because I feel as if, we'll talk about this. So these are the questions that you would ask yourself if you were a highly sensitive person. I am easily overwhelmed by strong sensory input. I seem to be aware of subtleties in my environment. Other people's moods affect me. I tend to be very sensitive to pain. I find myself needing to withdraw during busy days into bed or into a darkened room or any place where I can have some privacy and relief from stimulation. I am particularly sensitive to the effects of caffeine. I am easily overwhelmed by things like bright lights, strong smells, coarse fabrics, or sirens close by. I have a rich, complex inner life. I am made uncomfortable by loud noises. I am deeply moved by the arts or music. My nervous system sometimes feels so frazzled that I just have to go off by myself. I am conscientious. I startle easily. There are still so many of them here. And if you want to know to answer more for yourself, you can go to your browser and type in highly sensitive people, and then you score yourself. I want to tell you that every single question here, literally every single one. I also am a 4 on the Enneagram system. I know that many people, autism, this sounds very much like that. When I was a very young child, my mother said I had a lot of the qualities of autistic children. And she tells me I just got out of it. I don't think so. I think I didn't have it, and I think that what I am is a highly sensitive person and someone who knew as a child that she had all these kind of gifts. So what I want to do really is start to teach you. That's what I really wanted to do, and that's why I chose to do the show in the first place. It was to let you know that this is innate. This is built in all of us. While in each life, I'm not going to say that everybody is going to be a psychic medium. That would be ridiculous. But everybody is born with some part of these abilities. You have to be. No one is born being Michelangelo. Wait a minute. I think that's the actual thing he did. Anyway, I can't think of it. So listen, no one is actually talented in everything. I think in each life we will be everything. Yes, because I think as humans, that's what we're here to do, experience everything. But I do believe that in every life, we all have these abilities. How could we not? Before there was anything, the only thing we had to communicate was by sending pictures, thoughts, feelings, warnings. What else did we do? Over centuries and thousands and thousands and thousands of years, we learned to depend on other systems of reality. And after a while, your DNA changes. You adapt. We look very different as people. Even just a few centuries ago, we're much taller. We're much broader. We were a smaller species a couple of hundred years ago. We looked very different. So even that changes. So imagine how it would have to change. Several hundred years ago, there was none of this. How did people keep in touch with each other? Yes, they wrote letters, but there was a deeper understanding, and there was a deeper comfortability with themselves and each other. And no one said, I must be a psychic. It was just taken for granted. Of course we communicate. So I was talking to somebody on email, and they were discussing going from religion into spirituality. And I said, you know, I think, and I'm pretty sure, that my audience is way beyond that. Not that you can't have a religion. That would be ridiculous for me to say. But I think we all kind of know that whatever religion we have, it's all to get us to the same place. And I think we're all pretty spiritual here by now. So what we are going to do, and what I really do want to do, is start teaching. I've over this last year, I've really been blessed to have so many clients that I have read for years and years and years. And one of the funny things or ironic things about it is that I have a lot of clients who are very strong women, very strong business-oriented people. And I'm a very strong person, but when it comes to business, I'm really not. And I think it's ironic that I can do that for other people. I just can't do that for me. But that's what they always say about psychics. But for most of the years that I read for them, I always read mostly their business. And for whatever reason it was, we never really concentrated on them. It was always about business. And this year, for some reason, we were talking about them as people. And with no exception, every single person we just started reading were all indigo children, all of them. And it now, of course, makes so much sense why we were connected. Because I was one, and they were one, and although I was not encouraged to have those gifts brought out, mine were so out there, so emphasized in me. By the time I was, and this is really true, by the time I was less than a year old, I knew because this was not a memory that someone told me about. It was in a baby language, and I clearly remember being in a crib, and I used to go out of my body a lot as a very small, small child, and I was in a crib, and I hated leaving my body at that time. I couldn't control it, and I would say, oh no, baby on the ceiling again. And then I had a moment of clarity and I said, oh, that's right. I'm a baby now. But when I grow up, I won't do this anymore. So I knew from such an early age. And I even remember how scary it was to be here. Really scary. In life, I mean. And standing up in my crib and wanting out of here. And they were telling me, and I guess they were angels, because that's what I thought they were, angels, and they said that it was going to be a very hard life, but that I would have help, and that I said I wanted to do it. And I remember thinking, no, I don't. But if I had known, seriously, that it was going to be this bad, I really don't know that I would have done it. But yes, I would have done it all for my son all over again, yes. But this is one of those lives where I must be burning off about 5 lifetimes of really bad karma. I don't really believe that, though. I do and I don't. Oh, and I also want to talk about an upcoming workshop that I would really like to give. The workshop itself is going to be an angel certification course. I really want to give one. I am certified in advanced angel practitioners. So that means I can teach my own course. It would be certified, and you could go out and you could do anything after being a certified angel practitioner. You could open up your own office with it. You could go to anywhere and do this. But before I do that, I want to give a course on soulmates. It's kind of going to be angels and soulmates. And even before that, I want to talk about what I think they are and aren't. And after that, I want to talk to some people. There are a couple of people that I spoke to right before I took my break, and their ideas were much different than mine. And at first, I found myself being really judgmental, and I didn't like that at all. I really didn't. And all it was terminology. That was it. That was the only difference. And I'm a very practical psychic. Some people are really, really like, when they go full out, they go full out. Me, I'm a little bit more conventional. So it was fun and interesting. So I want to have people on that do want to talk about that. And I want to give you a whole bunch of outlooks, not just mine. And if I ever tell you that I believe something, I will tell you why, where I got it. And although there are so many people that I have read for 30 years that are going back from when I was 17, it doesn't mean that I buy their philosophy hook, line, and sinker. That's not who I am. There's a saying called, take what you need and leave the rest. And that's what I did. I am going on my experiences as a child, as a teen, as having had so many miracles, and then having worked as a psychic medium for the last 20 years. And so that's how I built up my knowledge, by reading everything I could get my hands on too. And it's just been my life. So it isn't just reading about these things, but I do want to say that there are so many talented and amazing masters out there that you have to read some of these people. And I did a show called, it was Mike Dooley's the books that he's read. And I did, I think, two shows of that because I put some of my books in. And I think that's a great show to listen to. In fact, I don't know why I don't tell people that, because they're always saying, well, what books should I start with? And from now on, I'm going to say, go to those two tapes and listen, because those, Mike Dooley had a wonderful list of books, and all I did was add a few. And those are the things that are, I think, metaphysical Bibles, if I may say that. And I have some more to add now. And I also feel that way about, there is a woman called Diane Collins. And she wrote a book called Do You Quantum Think? That is so wonderful because specifically, you don't have to already be here at all. You don't have to have even heard of this if you haven't. She'll just take you from wherever you are and practically walk you through it. And that's an amazing thing to be able to do. So again, her name is Diane Collins, and she's Do You Quantum Think? I also interviewed her, and she's just amazing. So that's also, if you go to Tuned In, my interview with her is up there as well. I'd love to have these people back and more. So if you're thinking you might be an indigo, I tell you, please don't look yourself up on Wiki, because you don't want to hear what they have to say. They kind of, you know how they describe indigos, kind of like how people describe people who have fibromyalgia, who don't really believe fibromyalgia is a real anything. They kind of say indigo children, according to a pseudoscientific new age concept, are children who are believed to possess special, unusual, and sometimes supernatural abilities. And they go on from there, and it doesn't get more pleasant. And then they say that parents want to, they want to believe their children can do this, but these children are really children who have severe learning disabilities. Can you imagine that? So, I wouldn't go there. Where I would go would be to, there is a woman and her mom. Her mom is, what's her mom's first name? I don't remember her mom's first name, but she's Dr. Branch, or B-R-A-N-K, and she's a dentist, and she is a holistic dentist. Her daughter's name is Deandra, and we all took a course together. I don't remember if it was our angel certification or mediumship course at all, but I do want to say that Deandra was so talented. She was in her 20s, I believe, but really such an incredible talent. She wrote a book, and her book is called, I just want to see where I put that down, because I know I wrote it, but now I can't. I think it's Learning to Live. It's Enlightened. It's Enlightened. Indigo Child, A Personal Guide to Flourishing with a Sixth Sense. And it's Deandra, B-R-A-N-K, I think. I can't read my own handwriting. So please read that, because she is so talented and so, not only, she'll tell you what an indigo person is. Oh, I know what I wanted to do. So before we go into anything else, I definitely want to answer free questions here. I absolutely, positively want you to call in. I want you to call in for angel readings. I want you to call in for free readings. And our phone number is 888-627-6008. And you'll be talking to Don, not Doug. I have Don. And Don is the one who started this. Well, they both started this. Do you know that they were, I think, like neck and neck with the first internet radio talk? The first talk radio for internet. Isn't that cool? And indie music. That's really cool. And they're twins. So the first time I ever called, oh, I know what I want to say. Oh, I have so much to tell you. So it was the first time I ever called, and I was really nervous. I don't know why. And I called at about 10 o'clock at night, and I did not know what line I called on. And I heard a big booming voice, and it said, "Hello, you're on the air with BBS." And I said, "Am I on the air right now?" "No, but if you want to be, you can. You want to be?" So I was like, "Yes, maybe." And he said, "Can I have your name?" And I said, "No, not yet." And I really wouldn't give him my name. And then he was talking. And that's who this engineer is. This is Don. And Don, what was I going to say about you? I don't know. But Don started this. And I know what I wanted to say. I was thinking, you know, I've been doing teaching with some of my clients, and we're finding out whether they're clairaudient, whether they're clairvoyant, which ones they have. You can have all of them. You can have three of them. Sometimes you'll do a reading and you'll only have one of them. Sometimes you do a reading and you have four of them. And I was talking about my clairaudience. And it's always been very, very strong. And I have a lot of different ways of getting my clairaudience. There's the one that's outside of me. And the one that's outside of me is like the Bible. It's like Charlton Heston in the Bible. And that is the most holy of holies. And I know when they come, or actually it's one person. It sounds like one person, and this is how I always know it's real, and I better listen up, because he usually says before anything, and the spirits always say, "Karen, you will now have children." And then light comes in and everything goes swoosh and you feel really calm. And the voice says other things to me. Then there's yes. This is exactly what that sounds like. You don't know how like amazing it is. "Yes, Donald." So we are, how about like I take a little break so I can have a sip, and then when we come back, I will speak to Stacy. Can we?
BBSradio.com. If it's not mainstream, it could be here. Information and knowledge, bringing humanity closer to truth.
Hi, everybody. You are listening to BBS Radio Station 1, and the show is called Growing Up Indigo. My name is Karen Adina, and I have Stacy from NY. Hi, Stacy.
Hi. Congratulations on your new show.
Thank you so much. That is very, very sweet. And may I help you?
Yeah, I was hoping that maybe you could tell me what's in store for me for the next few months.
And you said that you wanted an angel reading or a psychic reading?
Whichever you would prefer.
How about both?
Okay.
I love doing a combo. You know why? Because it's interesting that I love the two perspectives, because the psychic thing keeps us grounded, and then the angels, they have such a higher message, you know. And so let's first see. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm telling everybody how I do this and why, because I've decided you're all going to learn how to be readers. I am taking a look at what's going on with Stacy. It might not even be what Stacy thinks is going on for her. I'm going to pick up on what might be going on underneath. Stacy, I hope you don't mind me using you, you know, as a teaching tool, do you?
You're coming in and out on my phone, and I have the radio off, so I won't get the background.
I don't know why.
You that well.
Is anybody, Don, am I going in and off for you?
No.
Okay.
I'll just put my radio back on. I'll just keep it
okay,
low.
Okay, maybe that helps. I don't know.
No, it won't.
It won't, yeah. I can hear myself, actually. Oh, yeah, I can hear myself. Are you on a cell phone? Stacy? I think I lost her.
You did, so I hung up the line.
Okay, so I really lost her. So, okay, this is what I'm going to do. When I read someone, the first thing I do is I take a look around them. I go to see what's going on. They will often think that they are specifically thinking about one thing. And I will find out, yes, you are, but you're also very much preoccupied underneath with B. And they'll say, really? I thought I was over that. And through the reading, I'm hearing myself kind of talking.
Yeah, are you reading my messages?
No, I'm not getting your messages.
I'm typing them on Skype, yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, that's the wrong name. Yes. Hi, Stacy.
Hi, it's me.
Hi. Okay, good. Yeah, there was just a different name up there, so I wasn't. Okay, so I am going to go in and psychically look and see what's coming up for her. It's interesting. Now, this is me asking my guides what's happening with her, what will be going on. And when I do this, I'm asking for a 3 to 5 to 6 month view. If someone asks me to go further, I will. But for the most part, I don't, because I want to keep it accurate. Okay. This is what I'm getting. Stacy, in the recent past, as I come in to those 3 months, 6 months, you are kind of recovering, regaining a sense of peace. There was a situation that you got yourself out of. It was limiting you. Are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Now, underneath it, what I'm speaking of, like the underlying karma of what you're going to be going through, is exciting. When I see this, it usually means that there is a new job. And wait, oh God, hold on. In your case, it's a new job and it's a man. So there's going to be a job. There's going to be a lot of security and a relationship. The only thing about this relationship is there's going to be one part of it that is not expressed. I don't know what it is yet. But it's something that you're going to want to be out in the open, and it's not. And it's not anything bad. You know what I mean? It's just something is not perfect. That's how you're going to feel. One thing is not perfect.
Is this somebody I know already?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, the way you're going to be feeling at that time, and I wish I knew what the, hold on a second. Okay, this is going to be about a past situation. I believe that somebody from your past is going to make a decision, and you are going to be a little upset by it, which anybody would be. It's just going to be, it's just going to make you think twice. Do you understand what I'm saying? I think somebody might move on because you have moved on. Do you understand that?
Yes, yes, I do. That I understand, yes.
So what I'm saying to you is don't worry. Don't do this to yourself, please. Because okay. you're moving on happily. Don't take two steps back.
Okay.
Now, what I want to do is ask the angels what they would like to say about this or about anything going on. So, by the way, that is what's going to be happening. You're going to be doing well, and you're going to be involved. And yes, I know. Mm-hmm. Maybe afterward. Okay. Well, I think you aren't. And yep, we know it. We know it. Okay, here we go. First of all, I think you do have good health. I think you work on that. And they said that you're getting constantly better and better and better. They're also telling you, yep, right at the heart, it's all about romance now for you. And it's nice because you're really not like that. Wait, I'm not saying that you're not like that. I just mean that you're not, I mean, you're very focused on important things too, you know? And they want you to know that there's going to be a very peaceful resolution to some of the issues that you've been having. Okay?
Okay, yes.
Do you want to ask me something specific? Because you can. I'm fine with that, as long as you are. I'm just giving you which is what they're telling me, the touching points of everything.
Can you tell if the moving on is with an ex-husband or an ex-boyfriend, or you can't tell the difference?
I can ask. Sure, of course,
yes,
I could.
Yes, please.
So
please.
Now, do you want me to say that or not say that? I'll do what I do. Hold on, okay?
Yeah.
All right. So can I find out who is the one who's moving on? Okay. Okay. Which one? Okay. Wow. Okay. I see. I see. Oh, great. Okay. Now hold on. Hold on and then don't say anything and now go here. Oh my God. Why? Okay. This is what's going to be happening. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just try it. Mm-hmm. Here's what I'm going to say to you. You will be seeing someone that you know. And that relationship is going to be going along very nicely. However, both your ex-husband and your ex-boyfriend are going to start looking pretty good to you too. And you, this is where you're going to find yourself. Kind of like the grass is greener.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to say to you, please stay with it. Please just stay with it.
Got it.
You know, just please. Or just, I'll.
Remember that the grass is always greener is what you're telling
yes.
me.
Yes. Yes. And please remember that there's more there with that person than you know yet.
Got it.
I swear to you.
I believe. Okay.
Okay. And especially because I just looked and I am getting that if you did choose to do that, it would one or both of them, it would not, it wouldn't work either one.
Got
in
it.
The long run. Okay.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I understand. Thank you so much.
Okay, honey. I love you.
I love you.
Talk
too.
To
Good
you
luck.
Later. Thank
Bye-bye.
You, honey. Bye.
Bye.
Hi, Abby. Hello, Abby.
Hello. Hi.
Hi, Abby.
Hi,
Abby.
How are you?
Hi. Are you on the phone?
Yes. I was actually listening to you on the computer.
Oh, that's what it is. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? Everything is well?
Everything is well. What are we
Fabulous.
Going to look at today?
I want to sign up already. I want to sign up already for your workshop.
That's wonderful. That will be fantastic. I'm going to do a lot of it on here, though, too. And I'm going to do some on Ariel's site as well. So, but I want to be able to make it a certified course. So you guys can go out and do it yourselves.
Okay. I'm actually, you know what? I just rather, I'm a little selfish. I'd rather concentrate on myself.
And that's also why I want to do it that way, too. Everybody has different gifts. And
right.
I want you to do yours for you. So are we going to ask a question or a reading?
You know what? I would like you to do a reading.
Sure. Is it angel? Is it mediumship? Is it which one?
Whatever you feel comfortable, you know, because I trust you, and I like you to take the lead. How's that? Is that a fair
That's
assessment?
Fine. That's perfect. I just tell me what you. I know what we'll do. I won't even ask you. We will just ask them. Okay. So this is what I'm getting. Right now, you've been asking for a sign. And who hasn't apologized to you? This is very broad. I'm not even looking psychically. I am looking, you know what? I'd rather look psychically. So let me do that instead. And then we can go up further.
Mm-hmm.
I just heard the word Hindle. That was
I'm
strange.
Sorry, what?
Hindle. Hindle. Or E-L.
I just published something on Kindle.
I don't... Really? I wonder...
Yeah.
Nah. I know, but I... Like, maybe I did hear Kindle, and it just didn't sound that, you know... Maybe it sounded like Hensel to me. What did you publish on Kindle?
I published a book on Kindle. It's a Pleasant Way to Die.
When?
It's a sensual love story.
When did you do that?
It actually went up Tuesday.
Oh, my God. Well, please tell everybody you did that. And your name and the name of the book.
The name of the book is A Pleasant Way to Die, and it's by A.H. Kugler, and it's a sensual love story.
Oh my God. Oh my God. That is weird.
I am learning to have self. I'm on a journey to the second. I'm 52 in the second half of my life. I am learning to realize that I have potential.
So proud. That's amazing. That's really amazing.
Thank you. I greatly appreciate that.
Didn't you just get a job?
From your mouth to God's ears.
No, wait. Wait a minute.
I'm trying to make
a
business.
Okay. All right. Hold on. I think being an author is one, but I could be wrong. Okay. So that's who it is. That's why I have this. This is what I'm getting. You very much are feeling like you want to go take the world, you know, and claim it for your own. And you do have a dream. And I do believe that whatever this dream is, this is where it becomes a little iffy for me. The dream is you want to be special to someone. Very special. There's a man here who is not... Oh, yeah. Wait. There's someone here who is not... He's not showing up for you. I mean, really showing up.
I have no one in my life that's very...
Well,
special.
That's what what I'm saying. But I have
met
a guy
in a
here.
Very long time.
But
wait, is he breathing? Can I have him?
You don't want him because he's not here. What I'm getting is that there's a man. Who was the last person in your life that did not show up for you?
There's been a lot of guys that don't show up for me.
Okay, so that's why.
I'll start relationships and they're not the right one. And I try and make them into be the right one.
Okay, so that's why, this is why I got what I got. Because it's kind of like I could have gotten a lot of different things, but what I got instead was a man who doesn't do what he says he's going to do. You know, he's not reliable. You can't lean on him. He's not grounded. So I knew that it was indicative of people in your life. One of the things I want to say about it is that you're doing so amazing in other parts, but this is something that's going to be very difficult until you just end up finding a way to forgive them and forgive yourself and the past, because it's painful. It's just painful.
I thought I was actually doing better with forgiving.
You know
and
what?
And making amends and letting go and letting things come flow, through me.
Let me say something. I have been doing it for 40 years. And if anybody should have been over and done with this stuff, it's me. And yet, I'm still here doing it. It's like it's constant layering, peeling back the layer. It's like we never get perfect. I'm not saying you haven't made progress. That's far from what I believe.
To the, you know, what you had said about being in a dysfunctional family. Everybody's family is a little wacky. I get that. But I've taken steps to... You know, what I believe is past 18, you make your own choices and you stop blaming people.
This isn't blame. When I talk about forgiving, I talk about this is part of it. We are in our life, whatever point we're at, and what we are thinking is, I want to be there, right? You have a place. It's a job. It's a lifestyle. It's a relationship. But right now, you're in here. And all of us, we don't know how to go from here to there. we're like, how do I make a jump from where I've been and who I am to where I want to be? And that's what I mean by forgive. Do you understand okay. that? That's what
yes,
I mean by come to terms with who you were, are, who everybody was, and leave it in the past. Let it go. Because we're constantly recreating it. We're constantly still, you know, poring over it, still thinking, nursing it, even when we're trying to be as objective as possible, we are still over, you know, going over it and going over it. Especially people who are indigos, sensitive, and yes, who had very dysfunctional families. It's just the way it is. It's true.
So, am I better? Okay. So when
yes,
a journey
of course
like
you are.
This, am I better off to focus on the potential I have to form a business or write instead of anything? And I'm not saying you're not telling me not to go have a romance.
No, I was going to say.
The thing is that where my
no
my
no
my,
no no. As a matter of fact, I'm going to tell you a little bit about the opposite. Where I think you're going to go is toward where your heart wants to go. I see that you being not in a relationship for you, it's too much already. You know, it's been a long time. And there's a man coming up. So I see you with someone soon.
And he's breathing, right? I just want to make sure he's breathing. I mean,
he's not in a coma, I swear.
Okay. Thank
he's
God.
He's breathing. And as a matter of fact, I think he's very intelligent. I think he's, oh my God, he's got this gorgeous aesthetic, like this taste. I'm trying to get his, I bet I could get his name. It begins with an A. His name begins with an A. Okay. Brooklyn. I don't know why I get Brooklyn, too. He's from Brooklyn. I bet he is. Yeah.
Hmm.
You're going to be with a guy. And your stuff, you don't know how well you're doing with that. You just wrote a book, for God's sake.
Yeah, well, I'm working on that self-esteem, too.
And I was going to say, you're that should be going sky high. So
that's why I'm learning how to do, and I listen when you speak, you know, because I believe, as you say, to open your heart and clear your mind and listen.
We have to.
That we can all
do
it.
Oh, sweetheart, I'm so sorry, Abby. We don't have any time left. The arrow went so
okay.
quick. I love you guys.
Thank you
and,
so much.
And
bye.
I love you, Abby. And I'll talk soon. And everyone, I will be back just for a little while, bi-weekly, which means not next week, but the week after. And we're going to start our soulmate course. Thank you so much, everyone. Come back and write me free emails. Thank you, Dawn.